We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. 215-592-9494. We got a big week ahead of us here. NFL draft on Thursday night. The baseball team is red hot as I sit next to Mr. Baseball here in Philadelphia. And, of course, yeah, we'll get to that. Of course, we had ourselves a disappointing Saturday night and what I would call a must-win tonight. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, y'all, boba tea is nasty. Boba. Tea with the little balls.
I haven't had it, but I've seen a lot of people have it.
Yeah, that's nasty.
You try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nasty.
See, this is why Hugh doesn't like to try things. Tries
yeah,
it? Nasty.
Nasty.
All right. All right. I'm glad we have the Daily Douglas under our belt here. And hopefully get a win under our belt tonight up at Madison Square Garden. Saturday, Hugh, that was frustrating because the Sixers had moments in that game early on, and then the third quarter where they looked like the far better team. They just looked like the far better team. And then it got away from them. A lot of stuff you could have predicted. The Knicks role players were going to play with energy and toughness. That's who they are. They're kind of a try-hard, Tom Thibodeau kind of team. Not surprised that they played that way. But the Sixers, I thought, kept Jalen Brunson in check. Tyrese Maxey showed up. They got some good things. Lowry had a big game. Unfortunately, their rebounding on Saturday was horrendous. The Knicks just out-hustled them the entire game on the boards. And then, of course, Hugh, the big thing is Joel Embiid and the kind of the Jekyll and Hyde game we had Saturday. Because early on, Hugh, it felt like, man, he's going to have his best playoff game ever. I mean, he dominated that first quarter. And then the dunk he goes up for late in the second. And Hugh just never felt he was the same after that physically. He couldn't jump as much. And here we go again, uncertainty with Joel as we go into tonight. Hugh, they got to win this game tonight. They need to win this game tonight.
Yeah, and then you talk about Josh Hart. Josh Hart had a banner night. The other night, he got 22 points.
Yep.
He was shooting the lights out the thing. I think a lot of times, well, for Joel Embiid in particular, I think he has to learn how to trust his body. You know, when he went down, I did what everybody else did, and I went immediately to Twitter, and a lot of people were upset. Some people were upset. Some people were disappointed because it felt like more of the same. But he was able to finish the game, which was a great sign. Didn't look, to your point, didn't look like he did in that first half, but I think part of that is because Joel Embiid doesn't trust his body yet. He has learned how to trust his body, Joe, in order to get past this. He's not going to be 100%. He needs to realize that. And he – let me see the best way I can say this. He needs to know that there's going to be some clicking and popping. Like, what is that? John called it last week, crepitus. There's going to be some crepitus in his knee.
Scar tissue?
Yeah, he has to learn how to play through that. He really does.
Well, you said people were frustrated because it was more of the same, because we see this every year. At some point, Joel's body fails him, and he fails, and the Sixers fail. It's the story of every postseason, and we're hoping this one is different, and there are reasons to believe they can still win this series. I do believe tonight is a must-win. They cannot come home down 0-2. I mean, they could get back in the series, but if you want them to win the series, which we all do, they got to win tonight. And here's where I'm at on Embiid, at 215-592-9494. They need more out of him. And I know there's always a sentiment of people want to say, well, give Joel slack. He's playing through this. He's playing through that. I get it. I understand he's not 100%, but that's the story of every postseason. They need more. The only way they win this series, in my eye, is if he plays better than he did the other night. Okay, he had 8 rebounds in 37 minutes. Let me say that again. 8 rebounds in 37 minutes on the floor. I thought the final sequence of the game was perfectly encapsulated by Josh Hart jumping over him for a rebound. Josh Hart should never jump over Joel Embiid for a rebound. He was 2 of 11 when guarded by Mitchell Robinson, a big that's going to obviously be physical with him this entire series. In the fourth quarter on Saturday night, Joel Embiid was 0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, and had 0 rebounds. 0 of 5, 0 of 2, 0 rebounds. This is now 9 straight playoff games. He shot under 50%. Is it too much for me to ask Joel Embiid to be the MVP of the regular season in the playoffs?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he doesn't play like that.
I think what happened was this, Joe. I think when he made that monster dunk, that dunk was phenomenal, by the way.
No, it was silly.
It was phenomenal.
It was silly.
No,
it was silly.
The outcome made you wonder why he did
the
it in the moment.
The decision was silly.
But that was a momentum change. If he would have just, if he would have stayed up and he would have felt comfortable, that would have probably been a momentum changer right there. I think that's what he was trying to do. And it's unfortunate that for him, that when he made that monster play, that his knee did whatever it did, and he got intimidated by it. I mean, it's one of those things. Like, listen, I'm not making any excuses for Joel Embiid and his playoff history. But I do know what it's like to be hurt and try to trust your body in moments where you feel like your body's going to fail. Now, a part of that, I think, is for him psychological. He has to get over it, because I think that the docs are telling him, they're probably in the locker room telling him, like, listen, man, the knee is repaired. You're not going to hurt yourself. And he just has to get stronger and trust his body. This is the best version of Joel Embiid that we're going to get. And I feel like this is a version of Joel Embiid that we have that we can win with. He just has to trust his body.
Yeah, see, that's where we differ on this. If this is the best version, if this is all he's got, I don't think they win this series. I don't think they get past the Knicks if this is who Joel is. Now, if he's more of the Joel of the first quarter, if he's more of the Joel of the fourth quarter against the Heat, yeah, that's because that's the best player of all the players in this series. We all know that. He could be clearly the best player. But there's too many times where he's not. And I thought when he – and Hugh, you're right. He's got to trust his knee. But, man, if he's not mentally and physically all there, I don't see how they get this done. Like, we can't ask for another Batum game. Like, we didn't get that, right? He had 3 points on Saturday. This is what role players are going to do. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. They're not going to be consistent. Maxi and Embiid got to drive the bus here. And I thought Maxi played well on Saturday. And Embiid had one great quarter, and then it got very shaky. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Can the Sixers win this series with this version of Joel? What you got the other night, which, again, you know, upper 20s points, 8 rebounds. You know, you look at the box score, and you're like, he wasn't bad. And he wasn't bad. But, again, he shot under 50%. 0 of 5 in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I know Hugh said it would have been cool if he dunked that. He's got to be smarter with his body.
You know, and that's what a lot of people said. But on the flip side of that, if he would have made that dunk and jogged down the court, and the momentum would have shifted, nobody would have had a problem with it. It was just unfortunate, the timing of everything. But I do like the fact that the big fella tried to take over. He tried to take over. It's just unfortunate for him that he has a history of this, and that's what everybody saw. I mean, it's not lost to me that when people saw that and they saw him go down, there was a lot of people, a contingency of folks that were like, oh, here we go again, same old Joel. And they were upset, rightfully so. But to be in a moment like that, It's tough. It's tough to be hurt and to have something happen to your body and you get back in it and trust yourself. That's what I saw in the second half. He just didn't trust his body like he did in the first half.
But when is he going to trust it? Like, this series is going to slip away if they don't win tonight.
He has to get to that point, Joe. And I'm just glad that Coach said he was doing okay and that, you know, he's going to play tonight. He just has to play where he has to just let go and just play free. He's not there yet. He's not.
Well, if he doesn't get there tonight or Thursday, it's over. 2 of 11 in the second half. Let's hear Nick Nurse after the game talking about Joel and where he's at physically.
Pretty good, I think. I'm going to ask him how he's feeling. He said, pretty good.
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty good, I think.
I mean, but that is tough. It's tough being being with a player with his skill set that maybe, and I'm speculating here because I don't know Joel Embiid, maybe not that mentally tough. Mentally, like, maybe, you know, you could tell somebody that they're going to be fine, but they don't believe you. Maybe he's there and he just has to trust his body. And I don't think right now he really trusts it.
I agree with you. I mean, he didn't jump in the fourth quarter. Now, was that because he's hurting and it's in pain, or he's just nervous to do it?
Yeah, he was probably nervous.
But this is the NBA playoffs.
Like, I hear you, Joe. I'm not arguing that point.
If he can't go like he's supposed to go, then don't play. Like, we can't do this. It's either play and then play. If the doctors cleared him, I would hope, and I know I'm talking about the Sixers doctors here, that he's okay, right? There's no limitations on his ability to do what is asked in a basketball game. In the fourth quarter, he looked like a player that was afraid to get hurt.
Yeah. No doubt.
Then he can't be on the court. Then he's not ready. I mean, like, we can't have it both ways. I'm just telling you, they're not going to win this series if the Joel that played Saturday plays again.
He has to get past that mental hurdle.
I hope he does. But I'm if he doesn't, I don't believe they win the series. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Lisa Salters here about Embiid and what Hugh's saying here. Trusting is the. This is Lisa Salters during the broadcast Saturday night.
I wanted to share something that Joel said to me on Wednesday before that game with the Heat. He told me that he was still trying to get back to trusting his surgically repaired left knee, that he was freaked out when he tweaked it 8 days ago against Orlando, said he's got to realize that when something like that happens, and it will, like it did tonight, that he's going to feel something in the knee. And he says it's okay, the knee is fine, but he said he's still convincing himself that he can fully trust himself on the floor, and that's where the mental part of it comes in.
Look, I appreciate that he's trying. He came back. He didn't have to. I mean, there were a lot of
people. Definitely didn't have to.
Yeah, we talked about it in March, right? Should he just shut it down? Like, I appreciate that. He wants to be part of this. He's pushing through. I'm sure he's not physically right. Like, we all see this with our eyes. I do think he – is he mentally tough? Sometimes I wonder. Physically tough, he is. I mean, he really is. He's played through a lot of stuff over the years. I don't question his physical toughness, but they need more out of him. Kyle, what are you thinking on this? With the Sixers down 0-1 going into tonight.
You know what? I feel all right just because I don't think the Knicks are that good.
I agree with that.
Like, I think that might have been the Knicks' best shot that we saw Saturday night. And
it was, playing in the garden, all that.
Yeah, like, and the role players were playing well above their heads. Now, granted, Jalen Brunson was not playing up to what he can play, but I think the Sixers might just have a good plan for defending Jalen Brunson. And here's what I'll say. If Tyrese Maxey, which I think he will, I think that was the start of Tyrese Maxey becoming the guy to start taking over games, especially given the uncertainty around Joel Embiid's injury. I think Tyrese Maxey is going to take over, be the number one guy, and we're going to handle the Knicks. I think we'll be able to do this in six. I'm not too worried about the Knicks doing exactly what they did against Saturday night. But really, here's one thing that I do not want to hear from anybody. Not you, Joe. Not any of the callers. The dunk that Joel Embiid made was not silly. It was not ridiculous. It was not ill-advised. It wasn't diving for a loose ball out of bounds. You want Joel Embiid to not be scared, right? To trust himself. That was him doing that. That was him playing hard out there while he had an injury. Like, that's talking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I disagree.
Because you don't want Joel Embiid to be timid. Well, that was Joel Embiid not being timid.
No, it's the same thing to me as a couple years ago when Jalen came back from the shoulder in the playoffs. We didn't want him at that point to run into two linebackers. We need you on the field.
That's not running into two linebackers. That was making a big play to support the team.
That was him trying to take over.
Come on. This is not the dunk contest. This is an NBA playoff game.
No. It's an NBA playoff game.
He's
playing hard.
Last time you saw an NBA superstar do that in a playoff game.
It's
silly.
Well, no, it's not silly. It's Joel Embiid being the best player on the floor, taking over the game.
The best player
making
on the
a huge play to spark the game.
Joe,
if he didn't go down on his knee, we'd all be sitting here talking about that was one of the coolest, most badass plays that we'd seen in the playoffs.
Put it on a poster, really, guys. That's not the way I think basketball is won in the playoffs. No, it's not. That's not one of the cool
plays. That was Joel Embiid being physical in the paint. He threw up a ball to himself off the glass and slammed it. That was him going hard. That was a good play by Joel Embiid.
It's a ridiculous
play. No, it's not.
Okay, so the idea that's not physical basketball, Kyle.
Yes,
that is a highlight. No,
yes, it is.
Physical
he put four people on a poster in the paint.
Cool, and they got hurt. Physical basketball is putting your shoulder into Mitchell Robinson and getting an and one on a jump shot.
Do you want him to play hard and trust his knee, or do you want him to be timid, backing off, sitting by the three, both sides of your mouth?
No, it's not both
sides
of my mouth.
Can't rip that dunk. It wasn't him diving out of bounds for a loose
winning
ball.
Winning basketball is not going 0-5 in the fourth quarter.
Winning basketball is playing hard
BS.
In the paint.
It was silly. Like, I didn't plan to kill him about it today. You guys got upset at me for it. It's silly.
Yeah, because I heard a lot of people killing him over it this weekend. That's ridiculous to slam him.
No, I'm not mad at him. It is silly.
It's immature basketball. He's scoring the ball.
Dude, listen.
You wanted to be the best player on the court or not?
Kyle, time out. Let's talk to the callers. 215-592-9494. It is silly, immature. That's my opinion. You could have yours. Yes, you could have his. The callers could have theirs.
Edict. No more.
No, guess what? I'm going to say it as many times as I want today. It is silly, immature basketball. Guys, this is Joel Embiid. Don't you guys see this? He's on the ground writhing in pain because he got a cool – he tried to get a cool dunk in the second quarter. No, he needs
to – He wasn't withering. He was just kind of laying there.
Yeah, whatever he was. He was in pain. I don't need that. I need him to be on the court at his best for four quarters. And if that means don't go up for big dunks in the second quarter, I'm totally cool with that. He's one of the best free throw shooters there's ever been as a big man. He doesn't need to dunk the ball to get 2 points in the paint. He could lay it in, or he could get fouled, which he's as good at getting fouled as anyone in pro basketball.
Both 215, sides of our mouth.
2-1. No, it's not. I can't have him do that and then not be himself in the fourth quarter. That's my point. It's not both sides of my mouth. It's the reality of it. You guys, if you want windmill dunks tonight, go for it. Hope everyone's happy when he's hobbling around the fourth quarter. It's just silly. 215-592-9494. He is the best player in this series. He should be the best player. But I need him to be able to do that for four quarters. Otherwise, they're not going to win. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's talk to Mike, who's up. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Mike? Man?
Hey, listen, I've been telling you guys for 6 to 7 years, you're not going to go anywhere with Joel Embiid. Here's why I think this is. First of all, he's too timid and in the paint. He's a guy that's built to like old school basketball. If he stays in the paint, you guys got a better chance of getting rebounds, getting fast breaks. He wants to play point guard or forward, and he gets hurt, and then he lays out there on the ground like some baby. I remember in 1988 when Isaiah Thomas hurt his ankle and came back out and got 25 straight points. I mean, Joel Embiid do not have that type of endurance or anything in his body to give him courage to do things like that. He don't have that. And you guys give him an excuse all the time that he gets hurt. He's scared. He's scared to get hurt. This is the playoffs. You're supposed to give your all in this playoff game. You're supposed to be on the ground crying because you tweaked your knee.
What do you got, Hugh?
Listen, I hear what you're saying, and I know he's been through this before, but, man, to be that big, and this is not an excuse, this is a fact, to be that big and not trust your body, that's not a comfortable place to be. He's just not there yet. I think he's healthy.
He's
healthy enough.
So, Mike, we preached the call. This is what I get frustrated about. Like, Kyle says, I'm talking about both sides of my mouth. He is. If he doesn't trust his body, we're not throwing the ball off the backboard for dunks. Like, you can't have it both ways.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, Joe. But at that point, I feel like, and I'm speculating about what he was thinking, he's trying to get momentum back, and he's trying to take over. He's wrestling with trying to be confident in his body. And unfortunately for him, it didn't work out
just
that way.
Just score 2 points. Like, we don't need that.
It didn't work out that way. It would have been a phenomenal play if he wouldn't have failed out. Like, it really, really
would. What frustrates me about it is, if you tell Lisa Salters, you tell ESPN, I'm only feeling 70-80%, then that's an unnecessary risk where you might come down and feel the scar tissue. You might come down. Like, it bothers you.
Well, that's
like,
him playing through it, trusting his body.
You know what the unfortunate thing about that whole thing was? If Joel Embiid makes that play and he's fine, we probably win that game. Like, to be totally honest.
Well, if he feels like fine, sure.
Because it's a confidence builder. That's basically what he was trying to do, Joe. He felt good. He went up for the dunk. It was a play that would have changed the momentum, and he unfortunately hurt himself.
Yeah, I think
it did change the momentum.
It was just the way I view it was unnecessary. Like, just it didn't need to do it in that point. And the bottom line is, whatever he did, whether that was the impetus or just whatever, all the minutes he played, he didn't play his best in the fourth quarter, and that's what they need. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sixers Knicks tonight. I think it's a must-win. I truly think they need to win this game tonight in order to win the series. I know teams have come back from 0-2. I know they come back here. I think they got to get this one tonight to win the series. We'll see how Joel looks, but can they win this series with this version of Joel? I don't think they can. Hugh feels they can. I just feel he's got to be better. I mean, 8 rebounds at 37 minutes, under 50% shooting, that's not an MVP, and we know he can play way better than that. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy playoff Monday, fellas.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I got to get right to this, NBA thing in just 1 second, because first let me address a little bit of Phil's stuff here. To Rojas, you got to be super excited about this kid and what he is doing out there. I want to just highlight defense real quick here, and then we're going to get the NBA playoffs. With his defense, what he does with his elite speed, not only does he catch balls that normally would drop in for hits. Everybody talks about that, and that's what he does. He makes these catches. But, guys, he also cuts balls off that don't get into the gap, and he constantly limits guys to singles, mm-hmm. which is a huge, huge difference. And he also gets the balls and stops guys from tagging up from second and third and going there with one out. Because he gets there so quick, gets in position, he's got a bazooka of an arm. So the defensive side of it, I think, is missed a lot. And it's definitely something that I see almost every single game. I'm like, man, that's why that guy's out there in center field.
Chris, before you go on with your basketball point, he's brilliant out there. I mean, I usually reserve like strong judgment and like he's great or what until I see it for a long time. He's a brilliant defensive player. He's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's go. Let's talk NBA. Joe?
Julio.
Chris from Middletown. What do you got?
Shut up, all right? I'm not listening to your mouth today, all right?
You know what? Shut up.
You know what? You ready? Here's about what's going to happen. We're getting ready to roll in town tonight. Joel Embiid is ready. He knows. It's time. He's going to rise up. He's going to push through this pain. He's going to show you. He's going to show everybody. He's going to fall out. These Knicks are not that good. It's time for us to play our game. We played all year to get to this point. We're not going to be laid out. We're not going to let everybody doubt us. It's time for us to show the men are here. We are who we are, and we're here to dominate. And that's enough. We need respect. I'm tired of people down this town. I'm tired of people down our team. I'm tired of it all. It's time to fight. The dogs are back in the corner, and we're coming out fighting. We're playing tonight. We're going to play on. We're walking out with a win. One, two, six, seven.
There it is. I heard it. I heard it all. Chris from Middletown. Pumping us all up. All right, 215-592-9494. We're right back to the phone lines here. Can the Sixers win this series with this version of Joel Embiid? We'll let you hear what ESPN said with him regarding his health before the game on Saturday. And the two guys besides Embiid, we need to step up and more. And one guy we need to see a lot less of. Plus, an injury update for tonight. Kind of an out-of-nowhere injury update from tonight. We'll get to that as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Before he got hurt, he said expectations were so high. We were having such a great season. I was on a historic pace, and then I got hurt. And he said, that seems like it's the story of my career. Every time it's going well, something seems to happen to derail it. So while he says he's happy to be back, very much wants to be on the floor, Embiid said he wishes that he was healthier than the 70 to 80% he feels right now.
Well, we all do, too. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. Embiid talking to Lisa Saltis before the game, wishing he was a little healthier than the 70, 80% he is now. Had a great start to the game, the fall after the self-alley-oop, and then not great down the stretch. 0-5 in the fourth quarter. Sixers drop game one. All right, we'll get to some keys for game two tonight. But we do have an injury update, Hugh, and one that we were not expecting. According to all the reporters up there covering the series in New York, Tyrese Maxey is now questionable tonight for this game with an illness, not expected to be at shoot-around today, Hugh. So we have now a Maxey, illness to add to the mix here. Hopefully, I mean, I'd imagine unless it's terrible, he's going to play. I mean, I can't imagine he would miss the game tonight with an illness.
He ain't missing the game.
But obviously, it could impact him if he's not feeling well.
Yeah, he can have one of them Jordan games. I think that, like, for me, when I hear NBA players are sick, it just sets up, you know, Jordan game loading. You know that they're going to have a monster game.
There's only one
game.
Jordan game.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's going to be Jordan, but I think that when most guys get hurt, that's their mindset.
Sure.
They're trying to emulate that. Like, a lot of people can't live up to that, but just to go out there and play through that, man, because Jordan did it. Like, Jordan set the bar so high for cats to get hurt and everything and to play through injury and stuff like that. That's what you think about as a player. At least I do. I think about Jordan game.
Well, let's hope he can play through it and play well tonight. The line is moving on this game. It's up to 6 now. The Knicks are favored by 6 points tonight. It's crazy how it changed. From Saturday, it was 2.5. When I woke up Saturday, it was 2.5. It moved to 4.5 before game time. Obviously, the Knicks won the game. And now we're looking at 6 tonight off of the Embiid, whatever that was, and we'll see how he is. And now Maxey with an illness. All right, some things tonight that I think need to change for them to have a chance to in this series to retake command, to win tonight. I got a few things here on my mind that I think they need to change. All right, number one, I think this is most obvious. Can they please rebound tonight?
The second chance points.
Oh
man,
my goodness,
killed them.
It just is so. There's nothing more frustrating than watching a team not rebound and give up offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Over and over.
But it was kind of similar the other night too when they played the Miami Heat. They were getting killed.
Not like this, though.
Yeah, but the turnovers and everything.
Yeah, the turnovers actually were fine on Saturday. I think there was 12-11. They actually took care of the basketball. My goodness, the rebounding advantage for the Knicks on Saturday, that has to be fixed. Or that's number one. The second thing is, can we please get Tobias Harris off the floor? I mean, 31 minutes the other night. I know he's your guy, Hugh. I mean, 31 minutes,
He gave you seven of them things. Yeah,
he can't play that much. He cannot.
But who you gonna put in there? Because you didn't get a whole lot from your bench this weekend either. Like, that was the problem.
I'll give them more runs.
You know, when you talk about the bench of the Knicks and our bench, we only got 7 points off the bench.
I would play Batum a little more. I would give Paul Reed more of a chance to be out there because at least he can rebound. I understand Tobias is going to play some. He's not going to get benched fully. I'm not expecting that. But I can't have all those minutes with no production. Huey's missing threes by 5 feet.
Yeah, at some point, but though, you're going to need him. But yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. 31 minutes to be out there and give you 7 points, that's a little much.
It's a lot much. All right, can we hear from Nick Nurse about Tobias maybe being a little more involved on the offensive end?
He needs to get involved. Nico needs to get involved. Kelly needs to get involved. Like there's a lot more. Buddy needs to get involved. Like, there's a lot more people that need to get involved.
That didn't sound like a coach excited about getting more shots for Tobias Harris. Everyone's got to get involved. All right, two more things I think need to change for them to win this game tonight, along with Embiid, obviously, you know, being more of himself. How about late in the game, Tyrese Maxey takes over? Kyle mentioned this early. Now, Maxey's sick tonight, which complicates things, but if he's well enough to be himself, I want the ball in his hands late if Joel Embiid isn't himself physically. You know, watching Joel just stand there and take flat-footed threes in the fourth quarter, they can't guard Maxey, Hugh. He gets the basket whenever he wants. 3 minutes to go. If this is a tight game tonight, I want the offense going through Maxey tonight.
It does feel like Maxey's starting to come into his own a little bit. So I don't have a problem with that. You're talking about giving me 33 points the other night and playing as long as he did. I don't have a problem with that. It looks like he's going to probably, in order for us to get through this, he's going to have to probably play a little bit more and be a little bit more of the focal point of this offense.
Yeah, and look, he did a lot the other night. I mean, he took 26 shots. He played 44 minutes. I just want him to have the ball in his hands. Like, that's the one tweak. Be the offense late in the
game.
Take
a little bit of the pressure off of Joel so he don't have to feel like he's doing it all.
Yeah, well, if he can't do it. I mean, the fourth quarter on Saturday, Joel couldn't do it. He had no lift. He couldn't move. And the last thing, then back to your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Buddy Hield. When they traded for Buddy Hield, Remember what Daryl Morey told us when they traded for Buddy Hield? Do you guys remember that? Remember what he said, Hugh, when they traded for Buddy Hield?
Can't remember exactly what he said.
He said he puts the fear of God in opponents. Buddy Hield. Do we have it? Do we have Morey here? I'd like to hear this, because when they traded for Buddy Hield, again, this guy is, you know, one of the more, I'd say, volume three-point shooters in the history of the NBA. When they traded for Buddy Hield, here's what Daryl Morey told us.
We feel like we got the best player at the trade deadline that was traded. And we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for, which is, you know, he's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team. And we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams.
The fear of God.
Yeah, he ain't get you nothing other night.
So, what Daryl Morey is saying, I mean, the fear of God thing was a little bit over the top.
A little bit.
Him saying he's one of the, he has the most, some of the most three-point shots ever, he's right. Buddy Hield has 1,924 threes in his career. It's more than Glenn Rice. It's more than Steve Nash. It's more than Peja Stojakovic. It's more than Kobe Bryant. Like, this guy has made a career, Hugh, out of shooting threes. He took one the other night.
Yeah. You need more out of this, guys. But like I said, that playing in the Garden, no excuses. Last night, it had been hard for anybody to beat the Knicks in that Garden with that atmosphere being what it was and the way that they were shooting.
But he's got to play the Garden tonight.
Yeah, he does. And I think that the mystique of being in the Garden has worn off, and I think that they're going to have a better showing tonight.
Yeah.
When you look at the box score and the way that game was going, you feel like they should have been blown out. But they still had some opportunities to win that basketball game, and I think they're gonna get it together tonight. You always wanted, like – what you wanted is still in play, Joe, because you wanted to steal one up there.
No, I know, but I just need him to shoot. I mean, I don't care about playing the Madison Square Garden or the moon. He's got to take more than one shot. Like, what do I care what arena they're in?
You know, it's funny. I think it's something to be said about playing in the Mecca. It did for that playoff atmosphere to be like it was in New York. They haven't seen that. You know, it's funny. Who is the dude that played Turtle? That was on Entourage?
Yeah, yep.
He's a big Knicks fan, and he was talking all that trash, and he was talking about the last time we were in the playoffs and all this other stuff. And I was like, hold up, dog. If I'm not mistaken, it ain't like y'all playoff history is that great either.
Well, I think they said it when the game started Saturday. The 6 or 7 minutes of the conference finals in 23 years, and the Knicks haven't been there in 24 years.
Yeah, and I'm like he talking all this trash, and I'm like, hold up, dog. You got a lot of room to talk. Like, I mean, it ain't like y'all playoff history has been stellar. And then, like, listen, Steve, I know he's probably not listening, but Stephen A., I'm going to need you to take it down a little bit with your Knicks love, though, just a little bit, dog.
Have you ever known Stephen A. to take it down a little bit on anything?
You know, I was about to text him and be like, hold up, dog. You need to just you know what I mean?
Oh, he's going to the game tonight, buddy.
No, he's definitely going to the game. But he was just like, it was over the – like, his Knicks love was just over the top other day, man.
Well, it's like, it's like when he hates the Cowboys, but the opposite. It's like the opposite. All right, 215-592-9494. I don't think I'm asking too much, asking Buddy Hield to shoot the basketball. They traded for him to shoot threes. Like, I'm watching Miles McBride, who no one knew who that guy was till a month ago, shoot 7 threes the other night. Buddy, when you're on the court, take some shots. Like, this is – I'm not even asking him to make them. Just attempt them. Like, just do what you were brought here to do. Take some threes. It's just like, it's weird. I don't get it. Like, when a player's their whole career, they shoot threes, and they get on the court for the Sixers, I'm not going to shoot threes. Like, why? TR is in Winfield. What's up, TR?
Nothing, man. One thing I'm saying is this. Embiid is scared to get physical because he doesn't want to get tired. He won't back down and post up on a guy. He'll back down a little bit and turn around and shoot the jump shot, which he doesn't want to, you know, get tired by the banging on the inside. That's one thing. Then that move he made off the court and all that, it's some flimsy. People might not think I'm tripping, might think I'm bugging, but it's just his footwear, them sneaks he was wearing too. They're not giving him the right support for his body, man, them sneaks that he's wearing. But I just think that Embiid is just not in shape, man. He don't want to bang and get physical and dominate. If he's in good condition, he will be dominating with that side. He's not trying to have a dominating or be a dog in there. He's playing too soft. That's his problem. He's soft. That's all. He's not in shape. That's what I'm looking at. He don't want to bang and get rough in there, man.
Well, and those like Knicks should. Bigs, TR, they do. They want to bang. They do. I mean, they're physical. Like, right. the Mitchell Robinson and the Hartenstein guy, they gave him 40 minutes of physical basketball.
Right, and then B, as soon as they touch him, he'll turn around and take a little short jump shot and miss. Because he's scared to bang and use his size over those guys. He's bigger than those guys, and he won't use it to his advantage. And that's why he's just soft, man. He might need to do some more cardio, man. That's his problem. And I've seen them cheap. I watched his feet. It's some cheap sneaks he got on that he's wearing also. I don't care what nobody say. And I just think that he's going to cost us the series, man, because he doesn't play like a big man. And I'm tired of seeing him shoot them stupid shots, some hero shots at inopportune times. He's going to cost us the series, I think, man, because of his play right now.
Well, if he plays like he did on Saturday, they don't win the series, TR. We appreciate that. That's what I believe. He's shot under 50% in 9 straight playoff games. I mean, Hugh, whether it's his sneakers or it's his knee or it's his mental state, he's got to be better.
Yeah, he does have to be better. He has to get comfortable with his body, man. I mean, it's just the bottom line for me, Joe, is that he has to get comfortable with that surgically repaired knee, and he has to finish taking over the game. Because, like I said, I feel like if he could have just kept his feet and wouldn't have had that scary moment, he would have been in position to take over the game at that point. That's a momentum changer, in my opinion. That would have been the one where, you know, he feel like, okay, I feel okay, I can take over now.
I just wonder, Kyle, like, as the playoffs go along, whether it's a silly dunk attempt, and we could debate that, or it's just what happened last week against the Magic. Like, it's hard to play basketball and not land weird, right? Yeah. Like, so this is going to keep happening. He's either going to have to get through it or they're in trouble.
Right. Like, so that's my whole thing. Like, and I feel like TR almost was doing what he's talking out of both sides of your mouth. Like, oh, you can't play physical. They're playing too physical for him. But then you go and say that when he drives to the paint and makes that dunk like that, that, you know, that it's stupid. Like, it's one or the other. So that's my whole thing. And then here's where I feel like it's a, like, different in a positive sense than years before, because let's face it, every year we have some sort of injured version of Joel Embiid in the playoffs. You know what he's been able to do this year that he hasn't in the past? Pass. out of double teams. He's been passing excellently.
Yeah, I think this is the best version we've ever seen him as a passer.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he's going to get doubled and if he's, you know, not 100%, then the passing, I think, could carry us through the series.
That pass he had up the court for the layup was
really good.
Probably the best pass I've seen him make in his entire NBA career. That was awesome. And he's also done it out of the half court, too, like he did the Wednesday night game against the Heat with Tatum. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Jeff? What are you feeling?
Daryl Morey always sounds like he just came up a flight of steps when he's in a press conference.
Oh, it's every time. I don't get. Maybe he's working out before the press conferences. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't get it. I got a quick Phillies point. How about that Johan Rojas being the number four hitter average wise on the Phillies right now?
What's that? What, 265? 264?
264, bro.
Huh.
He just had an incredible week and a half.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Huh. I don't want to say nothing about it.
Yeah, victory lap coming for you in a few minutes here.
That's not my style.
No,
man.
It's fun, though.
Come on, Hugh. Dunk on him.
We need you to run around the studio.
Do a self-alute like Embiid on Joe.
I'm the baseball guy around these parts.
Trey Turner up around 340. Yeah, he's doing pretty good, too. Don't wave that wand yet, Joe.
Yeah, a little eat crow today for me. No, I mean Trey's looked awesome here.
Yeah, they're playing really well.
Yep.
All right. So with the Sixers, you guys both were kind of questioning earlier whether Joel's mental fortitude or whatever. Have you not been paying attention for the last 9 years? That's the one thing he lacks, his mental aspect of his game. Like, he just can't. You know, if he had like Allen Iverson's mental abilities as far as zoning in on the game and taking over. He does that occasionally, but not enough. And honestly, I don't have any kind of I don't have a good feeling about this series. If I think, Hugh, you said earlier that you think this is the best, we're getting the best version of him. Did you mean for the season or for right now?
For right now.
Right now, we're done. They're done. They might not get past this series.
Well, Jeff, the way I feel is if this is what they're getting at Embiid, and Jeff, we appreciate it as always, I don't think they could win the series. They need more out of him. And I understand there's a limitation probably right now physically, but he's got to be better. I mean, the fourth quarter on Friday, for as much as we wanted to give him credit for the fourth quarter against the Heat, this was the opposite. 0 of 5 from the field in a winnable game. He was 2 of 11 in the when he was guarded by Mitchell Robinson. I mean, he had a lot of trouble in the second half of that game. He just felt like he didn't have any lift. There was no, I don't know. He was kind of like a ghost of himself in the second half.
Yeah, I think at that point, I don't know what his regimen is, and I don't know what they're doing to try to help him get past this, you know, as far as the chemistry part of it goes. But he needs to figure out a happy medium where he gets out there on the court and he feels comfortable where he is and knows that his body's not going to let him down. And I think once he gets to that point, he'll be fine. But he's not there yet. He's definitely not there yet.
But my issue is if he doesn't get there in the next two or three games, they're going home.
He has
home,
to.
But they're going
home. He has to. I think that right now that's the conversation that's being had. Be like, hey, man, you know, you're fine. Like, but you can tell – a doctor could tell you that all day, Joe, but you have to believe it. And that's the thing. I don't think he believes it right now. I don't think he believes that he's going to be fine. When he went down, I felt like everybody else felt. I was like, oh, man, here we go. And when he laid there, it was one of those things was like, I'm like, you know, being injured before and the way that he went down on the knee. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, can't be the knee because it's repaired. Like, and it's highly unlikely that he re-injured the same knee after it's been repaired. So it's just one of those things where probably clicking and popping, crepitus, and he just has to fight through that.
Well, so this is the second time it's happened in the last couple games, right? Like the game they played against the Magic, the second to last regular season game, he landed awkwardly, and then he didn't play in the last regular season game, and then we did it again. This game came out, and he came back, and he just didn't look right in the second half. Look, the Sixers have a lot of things that we should feel great about. Number one, I think they play good defense on Brunson. Like he did not play great. I don't think those Knicks. I don't think Josh Hart's going to make that many threes.
He's not going to be that guy.
Right, so like they could absolutely win this series. This team is not – this Knicks team is nothing special. They could beat them, but they need Embiid to be better. I don't want to hear he had a certain amount of points. He was, again, totally inefficient, you know, in terms of scoring. In the second half, he was pretty much invisible. Rob Adelko, what's up, Rob?
Rob.
Joseph, Hugh, how you doing, boy?
Hey, Rob.
Listen, Hugh, before I become Captain Negative here – I still think they're going to win the series. So it may sound hypocritical, but it's just because I don't think the Knicks are that good. They're a good team, but they're not a great team.
They're not world beaters.
They're not world beaters, right. Here's my problem. Did Joel Embiid have minor knee surgery here? Was that what it was considered minor, right?
It was considered minor, but it took a long time for him to come back.
That's my point. How long has it been now? 3 months, Joe, since the surgery? 3 months.
Probably maybe 2.5, close to 3. I think it was late January, early February, I believe the surgery was.
All right, it's a little over 2 and change, okay? My gosh, here's my point, and I disagree with Kyle, and when Kyle played that theme music for the guy, it's a joke, okay? Because
you know what? Shut up.
Listen, his new nickname should be Joel the If Embiid, okay? Not the process anymore, Joe. If, because with this guy, it's if this, if that. Listen, we were worried about Joel getting through 82 games, right, guy? Right, guys? Mm-hmm. He's proven he can't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's proven to me he can't get through 16 games of a playoff series to win the championship, right? He's proven that to me already, Joe. I'm worried about him getting through a quarter of a game now, this guy. Getting through one quarter of a game, standing upright after, the first quarter. I'm like, oh, man, can he make it after the second quarter, the third quarter? I mean, listen, here's my thing. If he plays for the Olympics, I love my country. We live in the greatest country in the world. We all have different views, but it's the greatest country in the world. If he plays for the Olympics, Joe, I'm going to lose my mind. He should say, thank you, but no thank you. It's an honor, but, I just don't feel, with my body and all this year.
He playing for the Olympics.
And if he plays for them and he doesn't get hurt and he sits there and plays the whole Olympics, Joe, I'm done with him, Joe. I'm done with this guy because I'm tired of him with his hands on his knees, him laying on the ground. He's this, he's that. What, you know what's going to happen, Joe? At the end of all this, he's going to be 31, 32. All right, now we see the light. We can't. Now, what are you going to get for him? A bag of used basketballs? I mean, let him rest up. Let him get healthy this offseason. Joe, I'm ready to cut ties.
Well, Rob, I know you're not the only one out there. Rob, we appreciate it. I just need him to be better tonight. We'll get to the Olympic thing when it gets here. It would frustrate me, too, if he plays. But
he's going to play.
Well, I hope he doesn't. But I need him to play better tonight and in Game 3. What I saw on Saturday is not good enough to beat the Knicks. It's just not good enough.
I think he's going to play better tonight. I think he's going to play with a lot more confidence.
Why?
Because I believe,
no,
Joe,
that's
all
not
I got.
Real reason.
That is a real reason. Because I believe. I understand that people are down on Joel Embiid and it looks like more of what it's been in the past. But I have to believe that you feel some type of way about the way your legacy is being written. Because he even said it to Lisa Salters. And that's the only thing I have to go on. I have to believe that he knows that he doesn't want to go down in history books as that guy that had all this phenomenal talent, but he just kept getting hurt in the playoffs.
So, you know what? I don't doubt that he wants to, but my doubt is he just isn't built for this physically. His body doesn't allow him to be his best in the biggest games. It's all the evidence. I mean, I got to see him push through. I need a better version. If they're going to be – I need him to be better tonight. Nate in Southwest Philly. What's up, Nate?
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. You got to – if you don't believe, then you ain't no Sixers fan. This is my opinion. Like, come on, bro. All these dudes calling in, man, he's soft, and the board TC, oh, his sneakers, this. And, come on, bro. Skechers give Skechers give me $50 million. I'm wearing them. You hear me? I'm wearing them. I'm putting them on. I don't care what it is. $50 million, I'm wearing them.
I don't know about Skechers, though. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I don't know about
Skechers. You don't know about Skechers. Snoop wearing Skechers. Everybody else wears Skechers. So am I.
I wear them too for $50 million.
I used to wear Skechers, though, back when they were cool.
$50 million, I wear them. Nate, do you think he needs to be better to win the series?
Oh, yeah, he do. But listen, at the same time, if the confidence is not in his knee that he has it, that he should have because it's a minor surgery, he got to test it. He really got to test it. And I think right now, for him, it's a mind game. You feel me? I really do.
Yeah.
But all the people calling in R&B, soft and this and that, but when he was about to win the back-to-back MVP earlier in this year, y'all was D-riders, though, right? Everybody was on it. Oh, he the man, he this, he that. Man was, he's softy. I don't want to hear that nonsense, man. Sixers winning this joint at six. I don't care what nobody says.
Well, Nate, I hope you're right. And I don't think he's soft. I think soft is the wrong word. He's playing through something. He came back. I mean, he decided to come back off of surgery quicker than some people believed. I don't think he's soft.
You know what it is? Embiid is suffering from ghost of Sixers past.
He's suffering from ghost of Joel Embiid past.
Well, what I mean by that is this. Like, when you look at, for example, Jimmy Butler has a torn MCL or whatever it was. And he had that during the course of the game. And as you saw him play, you saw him physically slow down, but he played through it. You talk about Allen Iverson and some of the stuff that he's played through as a little guy. And we see Joel Embiid, and you're looking at him like, dog, you too big to be flopping on the ground and all this other stuff. I mean, that's a big dude, man. And if you've never been through it, that's a lot to play through an injury like the one that he's had and feel comfortable trying to go out there and be as physical as he's trying to be, knowing that your body's different and you have to be able to trust that.
I get it. I'm sure it's not easy, and I give him credit for trying, but I need him to be better. I mean, if this is the version we're getting.
And you need to realize, as a former player, you need to realize that when you're out there, like, nobody cares about the excuses that you're going to make. They just want to see the baby.
It's about the results.
They just want to see the baby.
Yeah, and he wasn't good enough the other night. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll keep the Sixers calls going. Can the Sixers win this series with this version of Embiid? Hugh believes they can. I think they need a way better version of Embiid starting tonight. And we'll get to the Phillies here coming up. Six straight wins. The pitching staff has been incredible. And there's mounting evidence now. I mean, I can't deny it, that there's only one baseball guy on this show. And his name... it's Hugh Douglas. We'll explain it next. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades. Regenerative medicine. If you are tired of achy joints, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call my friends at QC Kinetics right now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with their innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking natural biologics here, people, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Shinecup. Dr. Shinecup is a pioneer in this field with over 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing, and you know, all that other good stuff. He wants to get you relief with a needle and not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about these exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief with no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation at 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000. One more time, 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.